to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I do think that it's symptomatic, if you will, of the times. A little something bubbles up, and then because the screen is so wide these days and has so many parts to it, it does become a tsunami of coverage if you're a viewer out there looking at it. Sexual harassment charges are always tricky and difficult. We don't know the details of this one. He has given several versions of not exactly what happened, I suppose, but the arrangement that was made between the accusers and the restaurant association. Was it simply a matter of he said, she said, and they made a settlement to try to clean it up? Or was it something much more egregious than that? I would think that he would be eager to get all the details out as quickly as possible if he is as innocent as he has described himself in all of this.
We know that voice of Tom Brokaw. He's talking about Herman Cain, obviously, and the sexual harassment scandal as part of the Business of Talk conversation. Talk Radio Countdown Show presents an overview of opinions such as his, facts, ideas. That's the genre that we're involved in. A lot of what we call news talk, yakking about the news. So that's what we do here. We summarize, as we have listened to hundreds of different programs and radio stations around the country over the course of the week, to determine the top 10. And so during the course of each hour, we try to hit the highlights of one or two of these stories. And this one, the presidential race, Herman Cain, he continues to have to face the sexual harassment situation. People call it a scandal. I don't know. Is that the right word for it? You tell me and the rest of the people listening to the countdown by dialing 800-510-8255. We have affiliates all over the country, including KFAB in Omaha. Here's host Scott Voorhees on that station talking about how Herman Cain's campaign seemed to be completely blindsided by this stuff.
When it came to the damage control on this, it was pretty bad. Karl Rove was among those who had said it seemed like the campaign was caught completely flat-footed by this. Now, this would be something I thought when you decide you're going to run for office, especially president of the United States, everyone gets around, you sit there in the war room, and you decide, all right, what's out there? You got a baby that no one knows about? You got an arrest that no one knows about? Did you inhale? Is there any old girlfriend or former jilted employees going to come out and say anything? Were there any settlements made in something like that? In college, did you ever write an essay about how great Jimmy Carter was? You know, anything. Is there anything out there? And if there is, it's not like we're going to come out tomorrow in front of the microphones and start talking about them. But if one of these things come up, we want to have a plan in place to be able to deal with it. And it seemed like the campaign was caught completely off guard by these accusations, which, as far as I'm concerned, are baseless. I'm not worried about the accusations. I don't think if we elect Herman Cain the next president of the United States of America, a plan which I'm still fine with, I don't think he's going to start going out on the campaign trail and harassing people. I don't think there's going to be a lot of chase and skirt around the Oval Office. I don't think there's going to be any calling in an intern with your best humidor. I don't think there's going to be anything like that going on with Herman Cain. Not based on these accusations. But when it comes to how are you going to handle some sort of obstacle that comes up against you, Herman Cain failed on that. He and his campaign, the people that he has surrounded himself with, and there's a lot when it comes to being president of the United States, there's a lot of surrounding yourself with the right people and being ready for stuff. He failed on that. Am I saying I'm writing him off as a presidential contender? Absolutely not. We have a long way to go before the next election. We have over a year to go before the next election. At this point, before the 2008 election, the front runners were Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani. We got a long ways to go.
That is a wonderful assessment in terms of understanding where we are now and where you will be, we all will be. The people who were ahead 4 years ago at this time didn't make it. So what say you about that? 800-510-8255. Here's host Bill Handel talking about the way Cain has been responding to the allegations.
What is good about this is it tells us what a presidential candidate does in times of crisis. How does he handle it? Does he deny? And the truth comes out later. Does he attack it head on? Actually, Kane, if it weren't for the fact he waited a couple days, I think is handling it terrifically. The problem is he waited. That's his problem. So, first of all, the campaign is attacking Politico, broke the story. The story is based on anonymous sources. In one case, the publication, Politico, said a review of documentation that described the allegations and the resolution. So in the meantime, Kane is dealing with this other than his complete denial, which he's not very happy about, but he's dealing it with humor.
As a result of today's big news story, I really know what it feels like to be number one.
He's right. He's the target. He was speaking at the National Press Club luncheon in Washington, and he called the allegations a witch hunt.
I have never sexually harassed anyone.
He should have sounded like Bill Clinton. Did he wag his finger when he said that, by the way? I've only heard it. I haven't actually seen what he did at all. So he said he's been falsely accused, and an internal investigation cleared him of any wrongdoing.
I am unaware of any sort of settlement. I hope it wasn't for much, because I didn't do anything.
That, by the way, is a crock. Unless this was some kind of a severance pay. There are organizations out there that when you leave, will simply issue severance. And 3 months is what the story is being bandied about. 3 months severance is not a whole lot different than a lot of companies engage in. Now, it's generous, but I've heard of 6 month settlement. So him saying he is unaware of any settlement, that may be true. 150 people in the organization to leave, and a severance is now signed. Severance document. The problem is that we haven't seen that. And if it in turn is out there, first thing they should do, the campaign, is just publish it. Here you go. Much like Obama had to release the long-form birth certificate from Hawaii.
All right. Scott Voorhees and then Bill Handel with their spin on these allegations. What say you about this? 800-510-8255. I think maybe many people are talked out, at least opinion-wise. You're not getting anything new from most of the calls that I'm hearing, but there are some interesting points of view from various hosts, whether it be radio or television. We'll continue with those as we overview this situation. Herman Cain does know what it feels like to be number one. The speculation is that this information didn't come from a Democrat, and I think that's the heaviest and probably most accurate way of looking at all of this. Won't it be interesting to find out if we can, really, in general, we, all of us, where it actually did. Being caught blindsided is something that, yes, in this sort of moment, they didn't even think about this being a problem. It's a little refreshing, actually, but maybe that's not the intelligent way of looking at all of this. 15 past the hour on the countdown.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra. Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Not much happy talk here. The focus on Herman Cain and his problems are... is this really a problem? Somebody create this? Here's host Joe Soucere and Matt McKeisky talking about the situation and how it's the kind of thing that keeps good people from deciding to run.
I love this guy's backstory. I love this guy's story. I love his upbringing. I love the successes he's achieved. I like a lot about this guy. Can you imagine the good people, the qualified people who don't run? When you look at who runs, can you imagine the wealth of people out there who wouldn't run under any circumstances? Because no matter what, something's going to come along and trip you up.
Mm-hmm. It ain't worth it.
And look at who we get. Look at the collection of characters we've had. Clinton. You know, W had his issues.
Look at John, guys like John. You mean guys that are in office?
I'm just saying, you know, of all the qualified people in the United States, we ended up with Obama. Of all the qualified people in the United States, you got a Republican field full of people who absolutely are not the people who are at the top of their game. I was rooting for Cain. I still probably will, short of evidence being presented that he's behaved horrifically. I doubt that kind of evidence is going to be produced. Over a guy's 40-year business career, how many times do you think he would have offended someone?
All right, so there's... I think these guys are right. That's why people don't run, because of this kind of CRAP. 21 after the hour in the countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The pretenders, the contenders, the intenders. That's the phraseology I've come up with here. The longer you listen to all of these people talking, the smarter you get about what the choices are. And boy, do I underscore what Joe Soucere, if you're just joining us a few minutes ago, a host of one of the programs that we monitor, said, this is the sort of thing that keeps people who would be good in office from deciding to run. These witch hunts. This is why we have such bad leadership. Why we have the Obamas of the world and the Bushes of the world. And look at who's running your state or your town. I can tell you that the town I live in Massachusetts, is flooded with inept people running it. And that's why. The media coverage is so bad. News media is so focused on gotcha. The good people who, there's a lot of stuff around that might not be good about a person, but if they're a good leader, look at Nixon. He was a horrible creature, but he was a pretty good president. Here's show host John Sylvester with John Nichols from The Nation about Karl Rove's remarks. Herman Cain is in the focus and how we ought to handle the scandal is this discussion. It's always interesting. A comment about a comment about a commentator who commented.
They broke this story on Fox, even though Politico had the story. Fox was first up with it. Listen to Karl Rove. That horrible Monica Crowley was filling in for Bill O'Reilly. She's the most ridiculous hack in the world. But here's her attempt to garner sympathy for Herman Cain.
Hey, Carl, do you think that Herman Cain should be prepared for more of this because he is a black conservative?
No, I think he should be prepared for things like this because he's a serious presidential candidate. In fact, what gets me is that, look, I've talked to people in the news business today, and they say this has been going around for at least 10 days. I find it hard to believe the campaign didn't know that this was coming and was as badly prepared as they were. You don't start off by saying there's nothing to this whatsoever and then go into, well, we don't know anything about it, and then say, yes, I know it, but I didn't do it. I mean, that's you'd rather be at where you're going to be at the beginning rather than being drawn there by the events. And as we say right now, he's got a good answer, which was, I was falsely accused, there's nothing to this, but that's going to require then for the National Restaurant Association in all likelihood to respond to the media by laying out the details of what actually happened and what they actually did about these charges.
I don't think that's the answer she was looking for.
Are you kidding? I mean, it's like a nightmare. And, you know, in other interviews, Rove was throughout the day saying stuff like he's got to put everything on the table, he's got to reveal what went on, And Roe is not alone. This is one of those very interesting situations where you see the kind of the adults versus the children divide. And remember when last year, when Christine O'Donnell was nominated out in Delaware, beat the candidate who could have won that seat in the primary, it was Roe who stepped up on the night of that primary election and said, you know, look, she's no good. She's a really bad candidate with a lot of problems. And this is one of the subtleties of Karl Rove. It is possible to passionately believe something, to be very much on one side of a political fight, and still be honest about politics. When you get into that kind of situation, and I think it is this thing of, you know, it's easier to go along and simply, you know, stay, you know, kind of like cheer things on and stuff. What Rove did there was he brought an element, and he did it very gently. I mean, this wasn't some sort of big, you know, slam down for Herman Cain. But what he did is he very gently reminded a lot of people, look, this guy is not who you want as your nominee.
Right. Whoever he's working with is who you want. Who's ever paying him. Man, those guys are right about one thing. That horrible Monica Crowley, is she vapid? Oy, man. But is this the reason you don't want Herman Cain? 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
1 in 5 collisions is caused by drivers who simply can't see out their windshield because of badly worn or cracked wiper blades. If your wiper blades are streaking, skipping, or smearing, it's time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and let our team of professionals help you select the replacement wiper blade that's right for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Donald Cohen, 2nd Infantry Division.
Well, the first time I saw somebody killed, it was a hell of a shock. But, you know, I'd never seen anything like this before. In the movies, you know, you eat your candy bar and popcorn and you go home, you know. But that is, you know, there was no John Wayne. There's no band or music playing. That's all you hear is explosions and bullets flying over your head and grenades going off. So you're confused, but somewhere down the line, it's a training it takes in self-preservation. You know, you're not going to run back. There's no way, because they'll shoot you in the back. So there's only one way to go forward. Do your best.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, 33 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. Second half hour, another chance for you to hear more of seemingly the same, the Herman Cain presidential bid and all of the rumors and the things that go along with them. So we'll take a few calls on this. Let's, before we get to that, a couple of other bits and pieces of insight you may find entertaining and informative. Here's host Joe Galewski talking to a political analyst about the rumors that the scandal might have been leaked by one of his Republican competitors.
Herman Cain's got some problems, the alleged sexual harassment, and maybe he may have broken some campaign finance regulations. Do you think he's running out of steam here?
Well, you know, it's always easier to shoot at a target that's rising. And, of course, you know, there's a great question out there, Joe, about whether or not the motivations behind these types of assassination attempts, you know, political assassinations, there is a great question about the timing of this, as you're right, as Cain's political capital rises. The other night, last evening, there was a quick piece that I saw about the thought of whether or not this was coming out of the Perry campaign. So it's going to be interesting to see, because Cain has a great appeal that is continuing to grow, and you know, there's the campaign strategies of a lot of the politicians have been quite curious as we follow these. Significant and one to pay close attention to is the former Speaker of the House. And so as Perry is quickly kind of fading, because he seems to be incapable of connecting to the within the ranks of the GOP, but also, interestingly enough, as polls show that 80% of the American public, particularly those venting towards the GOP, still remain uncommitted as to their candidate. So there's still a lot of room out there, and there's still a lot of a wheat to be harvested by a certain candidate. So
yeah, I was thinking about that today. The natural answer would be, you know, who would be behind this? Would it be the Democrats? But it might not be that simple. If there's a raw political motive, it could be from the establishment of the Republican establishment, because many of whom don't think Cain can win. And I mentioned to somebody else I talked to earlier today, it's people like Karl Rove who issue this constant statement that, you know, Cain is unelectable, and he may be upsetting some Republican members.
Well, oh, you're absolutely right. And a few weeks ago, I wrote a post that talked about whether or not Cain may be the 2012 version of Ross Perot that might actually allow the current president to remain in office.
All right. This, in my estimation, I have no facts to back this up. My gut instincts are usually pretty good. And so if I were betting, if I went to Las Vegas, there is a book on this someplace, you can guarantee that somebody's making money on this premise that Mr. Perry, who is very capable in my mind of this sort of thing because he's an incapable national contender, and also I'm thinking that you could probably find some bigotry in there somewhere. Don't know that for a fact, just it seems when you get around him and his message, there is some stuff there that will make your makes my skin crawl anyway. So Mr. Kane tells Greta Van Susteren that one woman who accused him of harassment was seeking a huge financial settlement. He said the good news is there was no basis for this, so he ended up settling for what would have been a termination agreement. So he's recalling more of it. What's the story with this woman? How come she hasn't come out and told her story? Well, her attorney says that she's ready to do that. Okay, so what's the story? The lawyer's name is Joel Bennett, represents one of the women who made the claims against Kane, says his client is barred from relating her side of the story because of the non-disclosure agreement that she signed when she left the National Restaurant Association. So why does she have a lawyer? If she's barred from speaking, then where'd the information come from? How did it get leaked? Who got the information? $35,000, apparently, is what this woman received, or 1 year's salary, after reportedly Kane made her uncomfortable working at the association. And what I've heard is that his sense of humor and his manner could be misconstrued. And I've told you the story before about how somebody accused me 13, 14 years ago of sexual harassment. It was nonsense. It was all about getting some money. That's what it's about. As Kane connects, is this too much of a connection? 800-510-8255. As you know, there are often excerpts on this program of a few TV shows. The one that I think has some of the most relevance for a lot of you is what the ladies talk about on The View. Here, they focus on this claim.
After the story broke that the National Restaurant Association made cash settlements to two female employees who accused Herman Cain of sexual harassment in the late 90s, Cain first insisted he was unaware of any settlement, but then acknowledged that there were claims which had no basis that, you know, the association ended with cash settlements. So the question is, you know, what is sexual harassment, number one?
Is it a flip-flopper or a liar?
Well, that might be one of the other questions. But I think the first question is, do we know what actual sexual harassment is? Because he says what he did was he was talking to one of the ladies and he brought her, I guess, to here and said, oh, you're the same height as my wife. My wife comes up to here. Mm-hmm. And apparently, according to him, this is what, you know, started.
Version of it. We don't know what her is.
We don't know. First of all, we don't know who found this information and released it in order to attack him.
Well, Politico released it.
Yeah, but we don't know where they got. Somebody had to tell them.
Right, okay. So they're blaming it on the liberal media.
Well,
and they're blaming it on the Democrats.
Well, maybe. I mean, well, it's a way of attacking him. That's the first thing. The second thing is we won't know the story because whoever these women were paid off and are not obviously going to tell
the
story. But I think Whoopi's point is what is sexual harassment? We don't even know.
Well, you know, in
these days exactly what it is.
When it happens to you, you know.
No, just wait. If a man says to you,
yeah,
I'm the man, that's one great red sweater you're wearing today. You really look hot. Is that sexual harassment?
If he looks like he's coming on to me and he's an ugly creep, yes.
No, he's not.
He's not George Clooney, and he's not ugly guys who do it. It's never a good-looking guy.
That's not the point. The point is, what is sexual harassment?
If you're somebody who's very self-conscious about your body, and somebody comes up to you and they say, that's a really nice sweater, you look hot, then yes, you're going to be uncomfortable with that. You might not, especially you being a comic.
That's the point. People can lose their jobs. People can be destroyed. I mean, I'm always giving someone a little whack on the
foot. Oh, it feels so good. Yeah.
All right, so it's too early for the Democrats to go after him. This is a Republican. And as I said a few minutes ago, my money is on Perry because he's down and pretty close to being out, a loser to begin with. Kane has an edgy sense of humor. I'm reading from one of the people who knows him fairly well. He's an unconventional candidate. Does he hug people? Yeah, he does that. Do you? And maybe the discussion of sexual harassment is good. That would be a good general conversation to have on a good talk radio program. 800-510-8255. Craig in North Dakota, what would be your definition of sexual harassment?
Well, I was going to make another statement regarding the money, the $35,000, and why he has a lawyer, or why she has a lawyer with him. And they know that right now if he speaks, she has to give that $35,000 back. And I think what they're doing right now is shopping. They're looking for the Inquirer or some big publication to put out maybe $75,000 to $100,000 for the story. That way, if they have to give a $35,000 back, they made a hell of a lot more money on top of it.
Uh-huh. All right, and that's an interesting story. Interesting side to this, yeah.
I agree with you on your assessment of Perry. Remember what was said on the down the ranch or that farm where they had to paint over the N-word?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. If I was a betting man, I'd put it on Perry.
Yeah.
But I still say it came out of the Republican camp.
Yep. All right. Thank you, sir. 800-510-8255. Here's Bonnie in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Listen, we had the same problem at Ford Motor Company, the Rouge, here in Michigan about 15 years ago. And if there's two women complaining, there's 20 that haven't complained. I think what's most significant about this is his campaign's inability to really address the issue effectively, which shows that they're not a good campaign. And also, this is a problem we have in the workplace that we have failed to resolve. And I'm hearing the same old canards of, it's just women taking advantage of it. Nonsense. This is a problem in the American workplace.
It may be a problem, but it's sometimes over-exaggerated, and people have taken advantage of it. There are men who are leeches. There are men who are horrible creatures. There are men who have taken advantage of women in any number of untold ways. And yes, it is a problem with some men who don't know their place. Absolutely, you are correct. On the other side of it, you think that somebody has been motivated, anybody at any time, the person who came after me was motivated by money. So yes, it is a problem. And for many years, the good old boy network has protected those who have been cretins when it came to this. Is Herman Cain a guy? I mean, I always thought in the back of my mind that Clarence Thomas, he was guilty of what he was charged with doing, but was that sexual harassment? It's like somebody says to me, I'm a racist. Well, that may be what you think, but that isn't what's true. So you can say anything about anybody. You can accuse anybody of anything. You're a liar. You're a cheat. You're a lousy husband. You're a terrible boss. You're whatever you want to say about somebody, you can say it. Doesn't mean it's true. 800-510-8255. Interestingly enough, informal poll conducted by the Des Moines Register shows that voters in Iowa, which is certainly a key primary state, are not concerned with the situation against the allegations against Mr. Cain over the weekend. The numbers look pretty strong for him. So they're all going to Iowa this week to work people over. I read something the other day in one of the newspapers, may have been the Washington Post. The question was asked in an op-ed piece, where's Ronald Reagan? Ronald Reagan is dead. It's 15 before the hour on the countdown.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plants. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I cleaned the whole garage and pruned the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and let's all sing together. Okay, let's everybody join this morning for a choir. We're all going to be singing together high notes, low notes, fast and smooth, and do everything we possibly can to keep the melody coming along and really going and enjoyable. But what happens if somebody's out of tune? What happens if someone makes a mistake? What happens if someone simply can't keep up? Do we throw them out? No, we do not. We help them out. And we help them when we start over, and we bring them in as part of the group, and we share our talents with them. Now, in life, we should do the same thing. When we're in a team and someone's not necessarily performing well, we shouldn't throw them out. We should help them. We should support them. We should be part of it. That is all part of giving back. That is all part of a motivation. That is all part of doing well for other people who help you out all the time. Teamwork is one of the most important things in a positive day, and each and every one of us should sing together and be on the same note all day. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse their large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code DUG10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstring sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi, I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining constant contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
800-510-8255. Bryce is listening in Maryland to the Big Talker.
I think regardless of whether or not these are true or substantiated, I think Herman Cain has more questions asked about his plans and his agenda. I think that he's going to gradually take himself down out of the race anyways. I think that I don't see him carrying more than 10% in any state during the primaries. And as the nation sees him, asks questions, and gets to know him more, he's not as polished as he needs to be president. And regardless of whether there's a political machine going after him, that's all unfortunately part of the political landscape right now, and that's just part of what any candidate is going to have to deal with.
All right, sir, thank you. Sean in Pennsylvania with thoughts about Politico.com.
Look at the source. The Politico is nothing but a liberal rag. Okay, you know, that is doing nothing but attacking the man's character because they know that this is the most prime, best candidate that's going to be able to knock Obama right out of the White House. Okay, this is the most sound, viable, honest man I have heard in a long time, and I'm a 43-year-old Army veteran that has never voted in my life because I never believed my vote counted. But, you know, up until now, where it needs to count, because you need to get this Marxist out of the White House before the country is destroyed. I believe Cain has very good intentions, and this is nothing but a smear campaign, because I'm sure you have noticed in the past, anytime you say anything against Obama, you're a racist if you're white. It has nothing to do with his policies, but if you're white, you say anything against Obama, you're a racist. So here, they want to smear Cain and get him and attack his character and try to break him, which they're not going to break him. He's way too rock solid. But they are so scared of him, they do not want to see him go up against Obama because they know that he will not only win, but he will school Obama so bad it's not even funny.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com.
easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get to a few of these other candidates, shall we? I saw something on one of the blogs that I thought was interesting. It says, forget being a presidential candidate. At this point, the more pressing question seems to be, how the heck did Rick Perry get elected to anything ever? The so-called drunken speech this past weekend, there is a lot of stuff going around about him and who he really is. Was he drunk? At this point, who cares, right? He's not really a contender, although he's still trying to be. From other perspectives, let's see, Mitt Romney is the focus of this conversation. Brett Baer talking to Juan Williams and Charles Krauthammer about the number of candidates trying to prove they are not Mr. Romney.
The big effort is to be the not Mitt Romney candidate, right, Juan?
It's exactly right. I mean, just to repeat, I'm sure the audience has heard this from us many times, but essentially you have an establishment campaign, and with Rick, with Tim Pawlenty gone, with Governor Christie of New Jersey, Governor Daniels of Indiana not running, Mitt Romney is essentially that candidate, but he can't get beyond that 25% benchmark right now. So you got 3 out of 4 Republicans looking elsewhere, Tea Party folks looking elsewhere. Initially, people were quite interested in Newt Gingrich's campaign, but if you recall, he came out and said that Paul Ryan's budget was right-wing social engineering and the like. That turned a lot of people off, and then the whole business about Tiffany's. There's a lot of baggage attached there. But I think that what we're seeing is here, especially on this day when we've seen Herman Cain run into some trouble that could cause him to fall back, is that other candidates, Rick Perry, Newt Gingrich, are looking that they might be able to get a second look from those Tea Party conservative voters. And in the case of Rick Perry, the ad that he's running says, you know, don't worry about those debates. Worry about someone who can actually get the job done, and then he cites his record in Texas. I don't know if people will buy it, but that's what he's hoping for.
Charles.
Look, everybody is looking for the non-Romney. It could be that Newt is making, he's got a mild rise, I think, and I think it's explainable in two ways. Number one, the inordinate importance of debates in this cycle, huge amount of readership, a very important influence on public opinion. It explains the rise of Cain. There'll be no other explanation. He performed well. Gingrich is a great debater. And second, the tactic he's used. It's an axiom in these kinds of elections that if one candidate attacks another, generally both are hurt. Pawlenty and Bachman attacked each other in Iowa. He got knocked out. She got knocked down. Perry attacked Romney. It didn't help him. His numbers went down, stayed down. And then you got Santorum, who's basically in the debates attacked everybody, and his numbers are low. What did Gingrich do? He attacked the press. Always helpful if you're a candidate, always popular. And then he would also step out of the frame of the debate and say, you know, I like everybody up here. Everybody here is a better president than Barack Obama, and sort of cheering for the whole Republican Party. I think it's a very good tactic. He's the only one who stayed out of the back and the forth. And as a result, if he gets a chance, if he gets a rise in this and, you know, starts to climb in a party that is looking for the non-Romney, he might have a chance at being the non-Romney.
All right, more on Newt, whose star may be on the rise here. Rita Cosby talks to Tony Katz, a political analyst.
Is Newt Gingrich bringing inspiration in some form?
I think what you're getting from Gingrich is everyone said in the beginning, yeah, he's the smartest guy in the room, but. And there was always a but it started with he's the smartest guy in the room. Now it's he's the smartest guy in the room, and Perry can't debate. He's the smartest guy in the room, and I can't handle one more Romney flip-flop. He's the smartest guy in the room, and I love Kane, but what if? So you're starting to get those kinds of things. I think it was the latest Rasmussen had Gingrich at 12%. That's a big number considering that someone like Michelle Bachmann back in August in Iowa, when she won the straw poll, was in those 18-20%. She's now at 6.54%. He started at 3%. He's now at 12%. Oh, how the mighty have fallen, and oh, how here comes Newt Gingrich.
And by the way, speaking of Newt Gingrich, and I've known him for years, he is a very nice guy. He is a very brilliant man. And when you look at the numbers, too, Tony, what's interesting in the Rasmussen poll that you're talking about, he's number three in that poll, if I remember, which is kind of interesting. You know, he's in a lot of polls lately. He's been three, four, but he's in that pack. I mean, that's still striking distance, right?
I would say so, and I would leave it to pollsters to really get into that and maybe some kind of historical reference. He made mention of some words that Meghan McCain had said about him. Meghan McCain trying her best to remind us why we didn't like John McCain, and said that he is in the place right now where John McCain was at this time in 2007. So he's certainly within striking distance. But I think the bigger story of Gingrich's rise, so to speak, in the polls is what is it saying about the rest of the field?
Good question, right? Well, I don't know. I think there are a lot of good things about Newt Gingrich's personal life. Not one of them, however. 59 past the hour. Thanks for being here. This is